Hello and welcome to World Rhythms for Didgeridoo. This is AJ Block talking to you live from Brooklyn, New York. I'm so grateful that you've joined me here tonight, and I'm just excited to share some amazing music from around the world. We're going to look at rhythms from the Middle East, from Africa, from the Caribbean, and Latin America. Whether you're an advanced didgeridoo player or just starting out, or maybe you've never even played didgeridoo at all, but you play another instrument and want to learn some of these rhythms, you know, this class is going to show you exactly what you need to do to expand your musical palette. I'd like to start with a visualization, and this is something I've done a lot of just to find out where I'm going to go with my music. What direction am I going to go in? So get out a sheet of paper or pull up your word processor, and I want you to write where you see yourself with the didgeridoo, where you see yourself as a musician. Maybe you see yourself playing with other musicians. Maybe you see yourself having a meditative music practice. Maybe you see yourself helping others meditate through sound. The didgeridoo is great for all of that. So just take a moment and write down, where do I see myself as a musician? Where do I see myself as a musician? All right, so wrap it up, and we're going to talk about rhythm. Because this whole workshop today is about rhythm. And I'm so excited to bring these rhythms to you, because when I found out about some of these rhythms from Africa and the Caribbean, and I had been hearing them, but once I could adapt them to my own instrument, once I could really go deep into them, it really just gave me a lot more material to work with. And so that when I was playing with other musicians, or when I'm collaborating, or when I'm doing my solo performing, I have a lot more inspiration to draw from. So rhythm is one of the essential elements of music, in addition to melody, harmony, dynamics, and form. And, you know, there's room to get into all of those with the didgeridoo. But today's focus is really on rhythm. The didgeridoo is a wind instrument. You blow in it, but it is very percussive. And a lot of people refer to it as a sonic orchestra. And some make the analogy that the didgeridoo is like a drum set. So there's a bass drum, there's a snare drum, there's cymbals, all of this within the sound of our single instrument. So technically speaking, the rhythmic elements we are going to look at come from breathing patterns. So the breath, we're going to breathe in time. By breathing in time, we create rhythm. So let me give you a little example. If I were to go, you can hear that there is a pulse happening. And this is how the didgeridoo is a rhythmic instrument. It is fundamentally a rhythmic instrument. Some even put it in the percussion family. It's because we are playing the role of a drummer oftentimes, and we're in a setting with other musicians, or just as a solo didgeridoo performer, there is such an importance on rhythm. And if you can really bring this strong sense of rhythm into your playing, it's going to be that much stronger. You're going to magnetize your playing. People are going to be attracted to it. So it's very important that you take time to sit down and really master rhythm with your instrument. This goes for any instrument, actually, since our focus here is the didgeridoo. But, you know, if you're a drummer, if you're a guitar player, if you're a piano player, working on rhythm can really push your playing to the next level. So let's get into one of the rhythms. Let's start with the two-beat rhythm. This is what we call the basic rhythm on didgeridoo. And essentially, this rhythm goes out, in, out, in. By out, I mean blowing out the mouth. And by in, I mean inhaling through the nose. So it's like this. out, in, out, in, out, in. Now, I'm not going to get too into the technical side of things right now, but I want you to visualize that when you blow out the mouth, you use your abs to push air out the mouth. And when you are inhaling through the nose, you're using your cheeks to push air out the mouth. I'm assuming a lot of you know circular breathing, but for those of you who don't, it's totally fine. You can still do the rhythm. Just follow what's written on your worksheet. Out, in, out, in. So we're going to set our metronome to a medium tempo. Let's try about 80 beats per minute. And I'm going to demonstrate. So I want to take a step back here. I'm going to do it without the metronome. We can always add the metronome later, but I'm actually going to do the demonstrations without the metronome. So again, let's start from the beginning. This is the basic two-beat rhythm. Out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in. With the didgeridoo. So in essence, I'm doing circular breathing, but if you can't do circular breathing, maybe you do something like this. So anything to just get breathing in that cycle. Circular breathing will come naturally, but if you actually do this practice, you'll strengthen the muscles needed for circular breathing. All right, so that's the two-beat rhythm. For most of my courses, I just refer to this as the basic circular breathing rhythm. And this is really important to master because this is a fundamental building block of the world rhythms we're going to learn in this class. So now let's move on to a three-beat rhythm. This triple meter is used in pretty much every musical tradition. There's always some element of the three pulse in all sorts of music. In the West, we call it the waltz. You'll see it in jazz. You'll see it in Indian music, Arabic music, South American music. It's just everywhere. So this is really important. And to me, the pulse of three has such a great feel. I mean, I just love it. So let's try it. So we're going to just think of it as one, two, three, one, two, three. One, two, three, one, two, three. And really accent the one. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. All right, so now I'm going to put on my metronome. I'm going to put it in 3/4, meaning three beats per measure. And I'm going to put on an accented click on the first beat. So it's really a different sound. So you know when you're on beat one as opposed to two and three. And I'm using this app called Pro Metronome for iPhone. There are hundreds of different metronomes out there. There's one you can use right off your computer, metronomeonline.com. There's one, the one I'm using, Pro Metronome. You can go to your local music shop. You can buy an electronic metronome that fits in your pocket, maybe cost $15 or $20. Whatever metronome you use, it's great. It's just a really important tool. If you want to study rhythm, you really need to get your metronome. So anyways, I'm in 3/4. I'm going to try 80 beats per minute. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. All right, so just counting in time like that, really important. I'm going to give you the metronome again. You guys try it. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. It seems simple. It seems obvious, but even doing that for me still has benefits. It's a very basic practice, but it'll pave the way for higher levels of playing. So how does this sound on the didgeridoo? The three-beat rhythm, I like to use the sound ha wi ha or ha in ha. On your worksheet, it says ha wi ha. So ha, 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 ha. So to make that wi sound, some people think of it more of as an F sound. Ha, 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 ha. I'm actually closing my jaw and pushing air out my mouth while I'm inhaling. It's circular breathing. All right, so let's hear what that's like on the didgeridoo. Now, there's a video of this, so you should be able to see what the three pulse actually looks like when I'm playing it. But here we go. So that's essentially the pulse. Let's hear it with the metronome. So this is at 80 still. I realize that's a bit slower than I've been playing it, so let's speed it up. I'm gonna try about 100. Here we go. 100 beats per minute. Okay, so you can see how the didgeridoo sound fits in to the three-beat rhythm. Now, again, this is a building block. So this ha-wee-ha itself, it can be a fun rhythm. If I wanted to play a piece strictly in three, I can do that. I'm gonna demonstrate. I'm going to play just the ha-wee-ha, ha-wee-ha, ha-wee-ha. But I'm going to throw in my voice. So you'll hear I always return to the ha-wee-ha, but I may vary a little bit. See if you can figure out what I'm doing. Three-beat rhythm. Very fun to play, very important if you want to develop more complex rhythms, if you want to play in odd meter time signatures, and if you want to play some of the syncopated rhythms like the next one we're going to go into. We're going to actually come to our first world music rhythm. This one is called tresillo, and tresillo means little three. Because there's basically three notes in the beat. There's three accents, three strong notes, essentially. But it's actually over a meter of four, or if you really want to break it down, it's easiest to think of it as a pattern of eight beats. So this is essential for Afro-Caribbean, Afro-Brazilian, Latin American music. You'll find it in Middle Eastern music. You'll find this pretty much in a lot of world music. It's the quintessential rhythm for reggaeton. If any of you ever like listen to Latin American pop music, you hear this everywhere. So what is tresillo? Well, I want to clap it for you first. All right, so you can tell it's got a nice pulse. What am I doing? Well, just listening to me clap, you may not be able to pick up exactly how it's fitting into the bar. But if you look at your worksheet and look under tresillo part A, there's it shows how you divide it into 3-3-2. So 3 beats, 3 beats, 2 beats. The same 3-beat cycle and the same 2-beat cycle we learned at the beginning of this class. So 1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2, 1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2. Ha, 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 ha. So this rhythm is what we call syncopated. Syncopated means there are notes on the downbeats or the strong beats where we normally count the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4. And there are notes on the upbeats. Upbeats are the beats between the beats. So we're gonna talk about syncopation in a bit. But let's go back to 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, okay? Let's just stick with that. So we learned, how do we do 1, 2, 3? Ha, we, ha, or ha, 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 ha. So we have ha, we, ha, ha, we, ha, ha, in. Ha, we, ha, ha, we, ha, ha, we. Ha, we, ha, ha, we, ha, ha, we. Or as I wrote it out, ha in ha, ha in ha, ha in ha in ha, ha in ha, ha in. All right, here it is on dig. I'm going to set the metronome to 160 beats per minute so that I can do every note of the 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2 right on the click. So I have 160 beats per minute, a pattern of 8 beats. And then I have the accent falling on beat 1. So you're going to hear 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, so that, you notice how I accent that? I say it much louder. That's how you're going to hear it on the metronome. Here we go. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two. So that may be a little fast for some of you, but for those of you who really spend time to master that 3-beat cycle and the 2-beat cycle, this will come really naturally because you're just putting it together. Ha, 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 ha. All right, so there's another way we can conceptualize the tresillo, and this is actually how you would find it written in most music, and this is using what we call subdivision. It's a more complex counting system, essentially. So we're basically going to put the metronome back in 4. I'm going to go back to 80 beats per minute. And what we need to now understand is how to subdivide the bar. So there's going to be 4 beats. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's repeating. 1, 2, 3, 4. But now, without changing the tempo, the speed, I'm going to actually add the what we call the upbeats or the ands or the beats between the beats. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1. All right, let's try with the metronome. One, two, three, four. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1, 2, 3, 4, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1, 2, 3, 4, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1, 2, 3, 4, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and... All right, so that's subdivision. But now, to put the tresillo into this subdivided bar, notice, instead of just counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, we count 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. But essentially, it's the same amount of beats in the same tempo. 8 beats, okay? It looks like 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and, but it's really 8 beats. So we're going to imply 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2 over 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. And what this looks like is what you have under B on your worksheet, under tresillo, which is 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's exactly the same as the 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. So let's hear it on dig first, again. And then we're going to hear it with dig over the 4-beat pulse on the metronome. Now with the metronome, 80 beats per minute. So notice the second accent falls on the and of two, the and between two and three. One and two and. So when you hear the metronome, it's actually the accent is coming between two clicks. Listen again. So that is the key to understanding rhythm and syncopation, subdivision. How you can make the sound fit within a structure, how you can make accents come between the beats, basically. How can you play the notes between the notes? How can you play the beats between the beats? That's what syncopated rhythm is all about. That is really the key to world rhythm, because every rhythm that has a strong drive and a character that is unique to a certain culture almost always has some syncopated element to it. And that is one thing that a lot of musicians can play, but they don't actually fully understand it and they haven't mastered it. So if you can just sit with this single rhythm and master it, you will be well on your way to gold with your playing. I mean gold. So what I wanted to do is play a reggae track. So let's listen to this and listen to how the guitar is on the upbeats. You have the very clear downbeat at the beginning of the bar. Boom, bop, 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 boom, bop, 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 bop. So I just want you to hear that reggae is the ultimate syncopation. It is every single stroke on the guitar is essentially an upbeat. So let's hear the clip. So that's a very well-known recording, Bob Marley's One Love, and you can hear the guitar, the upbeats. That's really what I want you to focus on. Doom tek, 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 doom tek, 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 doom. Those are the upbeats. So again, let's count it together. The tresillo. One and two and three and four and one, two and four, one and four, one and four. You know, with a lot of my students, I just sit and we count for a while until they really get it. Once they can count it, playing it on the didgeridoo is easy. Playing it on whatever instrument they play is easy. Learning to count it, clap it, say it, sing it, articulate it, just verbally. If you can do that, it is in you. You can start speeding it up. Just learn to count it really fast. I guarantee you'll be able to play it. You guys ready to move on? Okay. We have our next rhythm, maksum. Maksum is a Middle Eastern rhythm most commonly played on the dumbek or darbuka, which is a drum from the Middle Eastern region, North Africa. You find it in Arabic music. You find it all over Turkey. And it is just a very highly developed art form how to play this style of music. The master drummers are just mind-blowing. You can look up dumbek, D-U-M-B-E-K, or darbuka, D-A-R-B-U-K-A, or B-O-U-K-A. Yeah, I'm sure there's many spellings for it, but what I want to emphasize here is that we are learning a rhythm that comes from a drum, okay? And the drum has many sounds, but essentially it's two sounds. If you hit it in the middle, it makes a bass sound, like a bass drum. And if you hit it on the edge, it makes a high sound, like a snare sound, or a what they call a tek. So the bass they call doom, and the snare they call tek. Doom, tek, doom, tek. If I just wanted to go bass, snare, I could just say doom, tek. And it's very common for the drummers to actually learn to say all the rhythms. So if they're going doom, tek, tek, doom, tek, they actually learn how to sing it first. And while they're playing, they're singing it the whole time. This is like really essential to the art of dumbek playing. To adapt it to didge, we have the option to use many sounds. We can use the drone for a bass and the trumpet for a snare or our voice for a snare, or we can even turn it around and use any of the different sounds we can get as didgeridoo players to create this hybrid rhythm. But what I want to do is just stick with the most basic way, and I'm actually going to go use just an exhale sound using the abdominal muscles to push air out the mouth for both doom and tek. So this rhythm, maksum, is a 4-beat rhythm subdivided. So really, again, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and we're looking at 8 beats, although you would always see it written as 4 beats with the subdivision. It's actually called eighth note subdivision because you have 8 beats in a bar of 4. You know, 8 beats in a bar. That's why they call it an eighth note, for those of you who are musically inclined. So 4 beats to a measure and 8th beat subdivisions. So we have 8 beats in a bar, basically. I said 4 beats to a bar because it's 1, 2, 3, 4. But then if you include the subdivisions, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and you have 8 total. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. So this rhythm, doom tek, tek doom, tek doom tek, tek doom tek. I'm going to play it on didge just as ha 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 ha. Thank you. So at the end, I started adding the inhales for circular breathing. You can actually hear in the spaces where I wrote those dashes, doom tech. See, it says DT dash T D DT dash TD dash T dash. Or ha ha dash ha ha dash ha dash. So at every dash, that's where I'm inhaling. That's where I'm going to really accent the cheeks now. So that is the essence of Maksum on didgeridoo. Now, if I wanted to make it more like a Doombek sound, I could try using trumpet sound or my voice. So let's try with trumpet, see how it turns out. So that's pretty cool. Although the trumpet is pretty loud. If I wanted to play for a group of people who wanted to dance, maybe I would do something like that. Let's try using my voice for tech. How about I go, ooh wee, wee you, wee, ooh wee, wee you, wee. So now let's try speeding it up. I've been playing these things really slow so you get the idea, but when you hear them, they're actually much faster. So I'm going to play it more at the tempo that you would actually hear it in a belly dance performance or a Middle Eastern music concert. So I got a little happy there and played some variations. Notice that it's actually quite similar to Tresillo. In fact, the Tresillo is within the Maksum rhythm. You have one and three, four. Well, if you just take out the first and after one and the three, then you have Tresillo. One and four, one and four, one and four, one and four, one. One and four, one, one and four. But we go one and three, four. We should have just counted it out from the beginning. I mean, that would have been a lot easier. So one, two, three, four, one and three, four, one and three, four, one and three, four, one and three, four. Let's do it with the metronome. One and three, four, one, and three, four, one, and three, four, one, and three, four. So that is the Maksum. And what I really recommend is that you listen to some Doombek recording. Let's roll the clip. So, this leads me to one of my favorite rhythms, and this rhythm is the African 6/8 clave. When I was taught this rhythm, I went so deep into it on didgeridoo, it became a part of me. It was just like, wow. And it is a very trance-inducing rhythm. It's a 6-beat cycle. So 6 beats, but subdivided. So it's actually 12 beats if you're including all of the upbeats, all of the ands. So 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and. Let's count that one together. So give me a moment. I'm going to change the setting on my metronome using my Probe metronome app. Time signature is 6/8. That's 6 beats. 8th note gets the beat. Here was what it sounds like. I'm at 80 beats per minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And keep counting. 2, 3, 4, 5. And keep going. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And keep going. Like I said, the more you do this, the more you just sit with the metronome and count them out. Speed it up. Slow it down. Be really comfortable doing it at all tempo. Wow. You're going to get something. Let's try a little faster. Let's try 90 beats per minute. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And let's try 100 beats per minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And so essentially we're learning the full subdivision, each number falling right on the click and each and or upbeat falling on the beat between the clicks. 1, 2, 3, 4. And remember, if you need a reminder, the ands are the upbeats, the guitar from that reggae song we heard. So you really need to know the upbeats to understand fully this complex pattern. And I would say the African 6-8 clave is definitely an advanced rhythm. It falls over a framework of 12 beats, or you could say 6 subdivided beats. And it goes like this. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and, 1, 2, 3, and, 1, 2, 3, and, ha, 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 ha. So 1, 2, 3, and, ha, 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 ha. Let's hear it with the metronome now. So I'm going to go back to 90 beats per minute, 6-8. 1, 2, 3, and, 1, 2, 3, and, 1, 2, 3, and,
ha, 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 ha,
join me,
ha, 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 ha.
So here's what it sounds like on dig. Check this out. So even that feels a little slow for me. Let's try 100 beats per minute. 100 try faster. I want you guys to really feel this one. I'm going to jump up to 120. So when you get it up to speed, and that's still a little slow, I've heard it way faster,
But when you get it up to speed, it starts really feeling like an awesome, awesome rhythm. So how can we get to the point where we can play that? Well, if you just use the guide, ha, 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 and then everywhere where you see a dash, which means on the weak beats, you take an inhale. So ha, in, ha, in, ha, ha. Ha, in, ha, in, ha, ha, in, ha, in, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. So you do that, and it's going to come together. You can inhale at any point where the word in is written, or just where those dashes are, or in any of the weak beats. So it took me a while to get to this rhythm. What I really recommend is that you sit with the metronome and count it and clap it. So, you know, just put it on. I'll clap it with you. Here's 120 beats, so it's quick. See if you can keep up. All right, so that is essentially the rhythm. Once you can clap it really well, then you got to learn to clap it and sing it really well. Ha, 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 ha. So you have to do all of this over the 6-beat pulse. If you can do that, then playing it will be much easier. Now, I can just play the rhythm on the didge without the metronome, and maybe that works for you. Some people love the metronome, some people despise it. Either way, I guarantee that if you sit with it, it is your best friend for musical development. All you have to do is put it on. You don't even have to use the rhythms I'm giving you. You could just put it on and improvise, but as long as you stay with it and really focus on being in time and filling the spaces, you know, filling the learn to subdivide, essentially, with these rhythms or with other rhythms or with your own rhythms. It doesn't matter. That is what's going to take you to the next level of musicianship. One last time, the African 6-8 clave. So there you have it. You can check out the video on that one. You can see me playing it and enjoy. You know, when I started playing didgeridoo, I was a trombone player. And that's actually why I came to New York in the first place. I thought I was going to be a jazz musician, but I just started taking the didgeridoo places and people would ask me to play. They would ask me, oh, come here and play. Oh, can you meet me on this date at this party? Or this event, and can you do a performance? Oh, can you teach me how to play? Can you teach my kid how to play? And all of a sudden, before I knew it, I was doing didgeridoo full time. It's been about 4 or 5 years now. I've been doing this full time, and it's really amazing. And I know that the didgeridoo opens doors. It's such a unique instrument in our culture. It has such a different sound, and it's very welcome in an increasing amount of places. What I want to get at is that the didgeridoo opens doors. So thank you all for joining me again. My name's AJ Block. I'm the director of Didge Project, and it is just such a pleasure to have shared these world rhythms with you. I'm going to go out with a final piece. I'm going to play a little sampling of all of the rhythms we've done today, and many blessings to you.
So thank you again, my friends. It's been an honor to share with you today. Thank you again, and peace.